Unfortunately, this might be a little relevant to this discussion. In Parshas Tazria Mitzora, there's the whole Indian of Tzoras, which in Chazal say comes from a person speaking Lashon Hara. Comes first on the walls of the house. Hopefully a person gets the lesson, and if not, it comes to the body. And the idea is, you know, wake up and see that you're speaking Lashon Hara, and this is a reminder to do tshuva, and, you know, to cease and desist, you're speaking Lashon Hara. And that would seem to be very simple, straightforward explanation of what tzaras is all about. The whole thing is to come, then you go to the kohen, and they, if they're not clear, they put them away for 7 days. You have time to contemplate. It's really a process of doing tshuva for speaking Lashon Hara. Yet the chinuch, in his Sheirish HaMitzvah, explaining what he calls the Tam and the Toeles, starts off with something completely different. And he says, what's the Sheirish HaMitzvah of this tzaras inyan? Likboa b'nafshoseinu, to set firmly in our nefesh, ki hashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu protis al kol echod ve'echod b'bnei Adam, that the supervision of Hashem is individualized on each and every individual. V'chi einof pikuchos al kol darcheim, and his eyes are open and alert on all their ways. Kimoshe kosuv ki einov al darchei ish v'chol se'odov yire. His eyes are on the ways of a person, and every step that that person takes, he sees. Very, very shaykh to this whole parsha. V'lochein, hisharnu losis leiv el hacholi hora. Therefore we're warned, we're told, we're commanded to pay attention to this terrible sickness. V'lachshoiv ki hacheit gora moisoi, and to think that it's caused by sin. Kvar omu zecherno levrocha ki b'cheit halosh loshen hora yovo boroiv. Tzoras comes al pi roiv from the cheit of loshen hora. V'loi nikochenu derech mikre. Don't take it as just it happened by accident. You know, it's just a natural thing. V'yesh lonu lovei el hakoyen. We go through the whole process. Shu oimi lekaporas achoytim. We go through the kapora, mecheres hamachaper, ulai will be a maharat tshuva, and then they sometimes have to be yizgar oiso 7 days, and he'll think more of tshuva, and he goes on and on. So I have a question. He says that, and Chazal say this is about doing tshuva for Lashon Hara. So what's the whole speech about? Recognizing Hashkochas Hashem on everything? That's not what this is about. That's very important. You got to always recognize everything's Hashkochas Hashem, and Hashem supervises everything. He knows everything that's going on, and he pays attention to every detail. But that's not what this mitzvah is about. This mitzvah clearly is about you. When you have this tzoras and you're metapel with it, you come to do tshuva for Lashon Hara to realize your mistake. So what's going on here? I found that to be very, very strange, and I think that the only possible explanation is as follows, and that's really very, very relevant to so many things in life. When there is sickness, there is tragedy, there is challenge, there are problems, there's a strong tendency to weaken our appreciation of Hashem's Hashkocha. We're really into this Hashkocha when he does everything exactly the way we want it. Oh, that's great. I asked for this, I got this, I did this, this happened, this. Wow, Hashem's Hashkocha is great. The minute that it's not exactly what I want, there's a sickness, there's a suffering, there's a challenge, there's a loss, there's a problem, whatever it may be. So it seems that what that tends to do is that dislodges that complete focus on Hashem doing everything. Whether it's we don't want to focus or we can't believe that he's doing this thing which is not so nice and not so pleasant and doesn't seem to be so good, whether it just shatters us or overwhelms us or confuses us. How it works, I don't know. But something happens. And therefore, he says, this mitzvah is that when, in fact, you're afflicted with this illness, which is coming from Lashon Hara, the mitzvah is to realize, hey, why am I suffering? It's not because Hashem doesn't do Hashgacha Pratis. It's not because Hashem doesn't take care of everything. It's because Mipnei Chatoein, I did something wrong. If I didn't do anything wrong, I wouldn't have to go through this. And therefore, I not only do tshuva, but maybe even as significant, maybe even more significant, I don't know, but it's like, and I reinstate and reaffirm and strengthen my belief in Hashgacha Pratis. I don't allow tragedy or challenge or illness to shake me up in my belief of Hashgacha Pratis. And this, I think, is very critical. There's a guy many years ago wrote a book, and he suffered a personal tragedy. And he wrote a book, which basically his thesis was that God is good, but he's weak. He can't do everything. He would love to be able to help us, but he's limited. Now, that's obviously absurd, besides being kfira. But like, why is he not doing it? See, when I know the extent of Hashem's chesed, and I know the extent of Hashem's rachamim, I know the extent of Hashem's involvement in every aspect of our existence, and I don't see it, and it seems to be backwards, and it seems to be wrong, and it seems to be the opposite, it shakes me up. That conviction, whether it's on a conscious level or a subconscious level, begins to get a little shaky. So the Chinuch says that what we have to do is immediately introspect and say, hey, what's your problem? Hashem's not taking care. Hashem's not involved. Hashem's not watching. Hashem doesn't know what's going on. Hashem doesn't care what's going on. You misbehave, man. Behave yourself. What do you think? If you'd be behaving properly, if we would be worthy, then that's what Hashgacha Pratis is. The Ramban repeats it many times. He says, the Hashgacha Hashem is metabol with everything. And if we do good, we get good. And if not, then things are different. So, but that seems to be the critical lesson. So it comes out that there's I would say it's like a mitzvah, it's like an imperative, that whenever something is challenging us or bothering us or threatening us or paining us, then what we immediately have to do, not only just because we're supposed to do tshuva, that's one thing. In other words, I would almost say, like, could be that you have Yom Kippur to do tshuva. You know, the chi of this man, the chinuch says, you're over, if Yom Kippur passed by, you didn't do tshuva, then you were vatal the assay of tshuva. But that's Hashgacha Pratis, that you have to reinstate. That you can't let, because the difficulties of life shake and threaten to some extent our belief and our focus and our awareness of Hashgacha Pratis. So it seems that this parsha teaches us a lesson. And the lesson is that anytime something is not going wrong, never allow yourself the natural tendency that a person might have to say, oh, Hashem doesn't seem to be, well, he took a day off, he's sleeping on the job, he doesn't care. No! You know exactly what it is. And that seems to be this inyan. And I think it's very, very powerful, because sometimes we really don't appreciate what's going on. We have, what's he doing? Why is he doing it? What's happening over here? And we have to start to look and say, hey, you know something? Hashgacha Pratis is very intimately intertwined with my actions. And that's really what the Ramban says. Listen to the Loshon of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. It says like this, U'menanisim ha-gedoylem ha-mefursomim of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Oda moide benisim hanistorim. Person comes to admit in the hidden miracles, Shehem yisod ha-Torah kula. They are the foundation of the whole Torah. She'ein le'odom chelek b'teiras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has no share in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Torah of Hashem, al she'namin b'chol devareinu u'mikreinu, until he believes with all of our things and all of our occurrences, she'kulam nisim ein bohem teva. They're all miraculous, they're all orchestrated, ein bohem teva, there's no such thing as nature. U'min hogoi shel oilom. And the way of the world. This is just the way it goes. If he does the mitzvah, he'll hit the schar, he will have hatzlocha. And his onesh will, the punishment will get him off. So we see very much over here the same idea that Hashgacha Pratis is very intertwined with our actions. Hashem's, there's no such thing as Teva. That's the Yisod Kol HaTorah Kul. There's no such thing as Teva. Hashem is, does everything. He's Machadish B'tuvei B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis. He's in charge. He's on top of. He's the Adon HaKol. He's doing it all. But when we seem to be confused, because we know Hashem is not a God of vengeance. That's a big mistake that some people get an idea, you know. They seem to only pay attention to the Pasuk Kel Nekomis Hashem. All the other Pesukim, they run by too fast. But he's only of chesed. The only purpose for the world is chesed. The only reason he does everything, only created. So, this is not chesed. You're right. But here we have to introspect to see where we may have gone wrong. And that is in order, the Chinuch said that we just discussed before, is in order that I don't allow my belief and my focus and my awareness of Hashgacha Pratis to be weakened. Because when something doesn't go my way, the natural reaction is to loosen up a little bit that Hashgacha Pratis. And I have to therefore tighten it. And the only way to tighten it is to introspect and say, hey, you know why this is happening? Something is amiss. I must have fallen short in some way. Something is wrong. Had I acted in 100% the proper way, it wouldn't have happened. And therefore, I'm going to introspect to find something in order, not just to do tshuva, that's one thing, but to reinstate and reaffirm and solidify once again that recognition that I have of Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis. Because if a person loses that, that's the lashon of the Ramban, ein shehu yisod haTorah kula she'ein la'odam chelek b'teras Moshe Rabbeinu al shenami b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu shekulam nisim ein bohem teva. He has to believe that everything is derech nes. Hashem orchestrates everything. There is no such thing as the teva. He lets the teva go. And when it seems that that's the way it is, because I certainly don't want to accuse Hashem of cruelty. So when it seems to me that what's happening is cruel, so I get disillusioned, and I mentioned that book that this person wrote, that when suffering happens, so he had this thesis that God is good, but he's not powerful. Because I wouldn't want to think he's not good. Of course he's good. So why does this happen? Must be he can't control it. And that's a terrible mistake. That's kfirah. So we have to make sure that we're constantly reinforcing Hashgacha Pratis. And this, I think, is very, very relevant. Because for most people, a day doesn't go by without some disappointment. Everybody has disappointment. And disappointment is to teach us a lesson. The Gemara says that ad kedei kach, that if you put your hand in your pocket to give a pruta to an oni, and you find that you don't have it, that's called yisurin. There's a lesson there. Why don't you have it? You shouldn't have that frustration. Big the frustration. It's a frustration. No, I must have done something to deserve it. But what the chiddush over here is that take a parsha, which Chazal say is clearly, the parsha of Tzoras, is clearly to tell a person that, hey, you spoke Lashon Hara, this is why you're getting punished, you have to do tshuva. But he says the ultimate goal there is not to allow that belief in Hashgacha Pratis to be affected. Why do I have tzaras? Why if Hashem's taking care of me? Why do I have tzaras? I can't let that be undermined. And therefore, I think that this is such an imperative, if this imperative almost takes place, almost supersedes the focus on tshuva. Because here you have an opportunity to do tshuva for Lashon Hara, but the Chinuch says, but you know what the shorish ha-mitzvah is? Likpoa b'nafshiseinu ki ashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu protis al kol echo ve'echod mibnei odom. That's it. That's the tachlis. Because that's the ultimate. Because without that, as Ramani says, there's no chelik in the Torah. That's what it really is. And the truth of the matter is that that's everything. Because when there's Ashkocha Protis, then I realize that the only reason is not is because I'm behaving. So that motivates me to behave. The realization of Ashkocha, I want good. To me, Bechlau, this whole system of the Torah is an amazing system. Because what the Torah really did, so down to earth, it uses our material needs and desires as a means to get closer to Hashem. I want parnosa. I want health. I want pleasure. I want vacation. I want this. I want that. You know. And what do? Huh? Okay. It all comes from Him. Hashem's not going to take anything away from you unless you didn't deserve what you wanted. Do tshuva and you'll deserve it. And that keeps us constantly, constantly, forcibly focused on Hashem's Hashkocha. The Chazal say, that actually goes a step further. I may have mentioned this once. It says, B'chol yom v'yom yitzro shel odom isgabro lov. V'il moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisro eino yocholo. Every day the Yetzirah wins the battle. Yetzirah, Hashem gave the Yetzirah an advantage. Otherwise, if he didn't have an advantage, that would be the big deal. You know, what are we getting schar for? But he says, if Hashem didn't help him, he couldn't win the battle. So I say it's very interesting. The one area where Hashem gave us free choice, He also says, you need me, guys. You got the free choice to make the decision, but you want to succeed? You got to come on to me too. And that's the yisod. And today in the world, we so tend to forget Hashem. It's like there's so much that's going on. There's so much natural. There's so much human power. There's like, I guess the easier things become to do, the more we really think that we're doing. You know, our great grandmothers used to daven for the chont and for the kugel and for everything. Today, you know, what do you mean? You got it ready made and you got a formula and you put it in a microwave and you do this and you do that. You know, it's not, did I put the right amount of wood in the fire? Did I put the right amount of coal? Did I make the right amount of this? Today, it's all mechanized, all scientific, and tend to forget. And that's the key. The key is to remember the Hashkochas Hashem in everything we do. And I think, personally, that this is the most critical lesson for children. That if we want to inspire them with a connection with Hashem, then the only way is through this recognition of Hashem, this Hashkocha Protis, this real everything. And when it's not, we have to introspect to see what's wrong. So I'd like to take this now just to one other direction for a moment.
Just a quick question. So when it's not, isn't it still Hashkocha Protis? When it doesn't go my way.
Yeah, but we have to realize in order to recognize the Hashkocha Protis, I have to be willing to assume it's not going my way because I didn't earn it.
Not because Hashem can't.
That's right, can't or doesn't want to. Because once I say that there are things Hashem wants to and doesn't want to, and it's not dependent in me, I've undermined the whole Hashkocha Protis. The whole idea of Hashkocha is not that Hashem is capable, and not that Hashem every once in a while decides to do chesed. It means everything is good, and it's all good. So when it's not good, that shatters that feeling. Unless a person realizes it's not good, because I'm not living up to the standard that I should. And then it brings him to the tshuva. But for the chinuch, he says, and that reinstates the fullness of awareness of the Hashkocha Protis, which seems to be the ultimate. Okay, just a tangentially related thing, just very briefly. There's another mitzvah that the Chinuch talks about. It's also something very strange over there. It's a mitzvah of Holachta Bedrochov. Holachta Bedrochov, Vidovaktoboy, Mahu Rachum, Afatorachum, Mahu Chanun, Afatochanun, emulating the midas of Hashem. And Acharei Hashem Al Kechatelechu, something where it says, how could you go after Hashem? Oh, mahu mabisharumim, mahu mevakechoyrim, mahu kevres amesim, af mahu afato, afato, afato. You act like Hashem. So now, I want to ask you a question. The goal is to refine one's midas. What if I refine my midas with secular humanism? Am I mekayim that mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the mitzius of developing the midas hachesed? Or is the mitzvah the emulation of Hashem? And made the connection with Hashem. So the Sefer HaChinuch says a very interesting thing. At the end of every mitzvah, he says, for over al zeh, what you have to do to violate it. He's like specific. So he says, for over al zeh, who doesn't put all his ways in this to do what's right, and be'avas, he says, be'kvishas hayetzer, uve'avas Hashem. Be'avas Hashem. Talking about midas. Talking about developing chesed and rachamim and savlonos and emes and Avas Hashem is a different mitzvah. And then he says also about kvishas hayetzer. Seems there are two ingredients to fulfill this mitzvah of emulating Hashem. One is self-control. Because if that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says part of Hilchas Deis and going in midas, you have to go to derech hamamutza, the middle path. I think what he means by that is that's the path of control. Because when you're at an extreme, you're out of control. From the middle, you can keep balance. Right? I'm in the middle here, I can go this way, I can go that way. I don't lose the balance. And that's critical to midas. The other thing that's critical to midas is a connection to Hashem. I am emulating Hashem's midas because I'm so in love with Him, because I'm so awed with Him, because I have such an appreciation of Hashem's midas. I want to be like Hashem. And if it isn't with that focus, then I've lost everything. If I'm born with perfect midas, or I develop perfect midas in a very secular way, then I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is ultimately to connect us with Hashem. And it's only when through the Avas Hashem, I love Hashem so much, I appreciate Him so much, I want to be just like Him, only then can you be mekabel the mitzvah. So there's really like so much. And tikkun amidas, the Goyin says, "Im lav tikkun amidas lo mali chayim." What do I have to live for if I'm tikkun amidas? The Medrash says that lo nitnu teru mitzvus el letzarif ben asabriyos. The whole purpose of teru mitzvus is to refine human character. So this is mamish the tachlis, but yet it's all about the connection to Hashem. If you refine your character without that avas Hashem, you didn't emulate Hashem, because the tachlis is to emulate Hashem. The tachlis of all the midas is the ability to connect to Hashem. And I just think, it's not nice to say, but it seems today that the recognition and the appreciation and the connection and the focus and the constant awareness of Hashem's involvement in our lives seems to be waning. Ad kidei kach that it might not be completely sheker to say that it's possible that a person can wake up in the morning and say Moida Ani, Daven Shachris, everything, learn, eat, bench, Daven Mincha, same thing, Mayrev, Hamapil, Tilamapil, from a Moida Ani Tilamapil, and forgive me, not once think about Hashem. And the tachlis of everything is that connection. Me'alu me'ever, almost it seems in the chinuch of the tshuva, is that it brings me now to reinstate my appreciation of Hashem's involvement. So it's so critical to nurture our children, to nurture our talmidim, to nurture our families, to nurture ourselves. Constant. You know, and Baruch Hashem has become almost as trite as, how you doing today? And nobody waits for an answer. Right? Nobody could care less. How you doing? Hi. How are you? How are you? Do you really care? No. How are you? Baruch Hashem has become also very perfunctory. Baruch Hashem. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oy. And that's a very, very sad thing, because it's all about Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid, and that Hakora. That's the story. But, you know, that's what happens. And we were just talking before you came in about this situation that's going on in Muncie, this girl from Muncie. So, something disappeared. I don't know what jumped. I don't know. So, I mean, just the thought of it is like, it's so shattering. And, you know, and so what our chiyuv is to reinstate, Hashem's in control. Hashem sees everything. Hashem knows everything. I don't understand exactly why he does what he does. No, what else is new? You know, and as somebody once said, you know, if I would really think I understood everything he does, I don't think I could worship him. What do I need him for? Why shouldn't I be God? You know, that's the difference. That's what's supposed to be. Anyway, that's the story. Aye, aye, aye.